The summer vacation season is almost upon us, and if you're planning to visit the national parks, get ready for nothing but jolly good news. And this would be great were it not for reality. And the reality is that recreation budget cuts, poor air quality, and maintenance backlogs will cause park closures, shorter park hours, and disrepair. That's not good news at all. Yet your local park ranger is on orders to tell you that all is rosy. This edict comes from the Park Service's political overseers in Washington, who have sent talking points to every park superintendent in the country. The scripts were obtained by Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, a national nonprofit alliance of local, state, and federal scientists, law enforcement officers, and land managers. On the subject of recreational budget cuts, park rangers have been ordered not to call them cuts, but rather service level adjustments, and to avoid the topic altogether if possible. On April 14th, supervisors received a script to put a good face on air quality in the parks. It arrived one day before eight of the nation's largest national parks were deemed to be in violation of new standards for ozone pollution. The messages came with a warning that any deviation from the official line had to be approved by headquarters. Teresa Chambers, chief of the U.S. Park Police, evidently did not get the word. She stated publicly that understaffing of the parks this season could cause public safety problems. For her candor, she was placed on administrative leave. Now she's forbidden to talk to the media without permission, on threat of being fired. On the other hand, the talking points seem designed to help George Bush get rehired. Here are some of the samples. Quote, despite the challenge, the Park Service has fared well under President Bush. Quote, the Bush administration is committed to dramatically improving air quality. And, quote, this administration is very committed to preserving the resources of the park system. Jeff Roush of Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility thinks that the Bush administration is trying to turn every national park into a local re-election campaign office manned by government employees. Talking points are nothing new and are often useful, but I can't recall when they came with a gag order attached. And I certainly don't remember national park superintendents being forced to lie to keep their jobs. This is Les O'Coin.